Couple of weeks preparation. You guys are ready for Cambridge and Cross Creek coming up again on Wednesday. And of course, got some experience back, and I'm sure you got some youngsters back maybe just trying golf for the first time.
Yep, we have a couple of young kids that are just starting to learn the game, which is fine. Yeah, everybody has to start to learn at some point. And then we got a couple of kids that have been playing for the last 3 or 4 years, and then a couple others that are just kind of sprinkled in there as well. So
I know Houston is playing a ton of golf over the ages, and I, as a senior, he is primed to have a good year, wants to make it back to a state tournament, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty focused, pretty determined, sometimes almost too hard on himself and around himself, and forgets that it's golf is still a tough sport. It's a, you know, he's still an amateur golfer, and that you're not going to hit every shot great. So I think for him, just, you know, learning to get around the course and stay calm and not get upset when you don't hit a great shot every time. But he's looked pretty good so far, and you know, his irons and woods have looked really well. Just some of the touch around the green is probably some of the things he needs to continue to work on if he wants to get into the lower scoring.
Of course, we got to mention that he has signed on as Southeast committed to college, play a little college golf for the future. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, kind of caught me by surprise a little bit. I know that he was thinking football or basketball for a while, and then he kind of switched that he wasn't going to play. And then I think Micah Gerlach and him kind of decided they wanted to go up there together and kind of room and play together. So, nope, I'm excited for him, and I think he wants to try and do a business degree of some sort and get into his associate's degree. So I think he's kind of excited for that, but kind of just focused on the golf season right now, and we'll just see how the spring goes.
Yeah, you've got some other guys. You got to, if you want to make it as a team, you want to get your whole team qualified for a state meet out of that tough district. You got some other ones that you have to rely on this year.
Yeah, we got three other golfers. Probably our number two is going to be Dylan Cornwell. Played last year, and Dylan's improved quite a bit. He's been playing a lot. You know, golf's one of them sports. You just, lots of experience, a lot of, you know, situations you got to go through to learn how to play the game. And Dylan's going to do a good job for us. I mean, we're hoping that he can try and shoot around bogey golf or maybe even a little bit less than that. And then Alex Lashley's been playing for 4 years. He looks pretty good so far this summer, or this spring, I guess. And, you know, Alex is somebody that works hard, and he does want to be good at golf. And I think hopefully this senior year he can, like I said, kind of shoot that same bogey golf type of, you know, trying to stay somewhere around the 90 area. And then Brett Bloomy will be another. He'll probably be our fourth golfer, and he's had some experience playing golf in the past. So playing at the high school level and you know, tournament style type of environments is a little bit different than just going and playing. So we'll try and have to help him out a little bit with the mental side, but I think those four have a decent chance to score, you know, around the 345 to 350s, which can put us in contention to place at some of the meets.
Very tough invite to kick things off with the Cambridge invite at Cross Creek, a lot of the RPEC schools. It's always, this is a nice one to kick off the season with, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice that we're playing on our own home course, of course, but you know, there's a lot of teams there. There is a lot of competition, and that's good. I think it's good to find out kind of where everyone stands, and we're just going to bring our top four that we have so far. Those are the ones that I feel are ready for the varsity competition right now, and we'll try and bring the other ones along as we come. We'll try and find some JV meets or some other opportunities for them, but, you know, this will be a good opportunity for our kiddos to go out and actually play. We've been practicing a lot, to be honest. You know, a lot of times you don't practice this much. I think you and I probably are, you know, we go out there and, you know, the first time we go out, we just go hit the ball. And these guys have been practicing and putting and chipping and being on the driving range for a long time. So I think they're ready for the competition to begin and to start learning what their scores can be like and find out what we need to work on, to be honest.
And a lot of these RPEC schools have returnees back, Hitchcock, Dundee, Cambridge, teams like that. They've got a lot of good kids back this year.
Yeah, a lot of the meets that we're going to play at this year are going to have four or five, you know, in my opinion, top 10 golfers at the state tournament. You know, you got the two Hitchcock kids, you got Houston, you got Gerlach. There's some other meets where we'll bring in Perkins County or Imperial, and those teams are both really good. Alma's got a nice golfer. Highline's got a decent golfer. So I think you're going to see a lot of good scores this year. Very competitive, like you said, and that's good. I think that when you play with other good golfers, I think you play better yourself. And so I think the competition will help us. But Southwest Nebraska, just in general, has quite a few good golfers. And I think you'll see quite a few of them qualify for the state tournament. And I think you'll see quite a few of them place up at state in Columbus.